Well, one man who knows about score involvements and intensity and affecting contest is Dane Zorko, the captain of the Brisbane Lions, who's been good enough to join us around the grounds on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Dane.
Morning, guys. How are we?
We are very well. How are you, more importantly? You're fresh, you're vibrant, you're ready to roll?
Yeah, going well. We've had the weekend off, so ready to go.
We just had Big Maxi Gorn in here from the D's, and we asked him what he was up to. He went to Sydney, popped into Sydney to say good day. Where do you go when you live in sunshine?
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I was a little bit different this year, and being the Auskick ambassador up in Queensland, I actually got out to Western Queensland and did a couple of Auskick clinics on my Thursday and Friday. So something a little bit different, but really enjoyable. And then the little fella's turning two on Thursday, so the weekend was dedicated to him and his second birthday and SeaWorld and all the fun stuff. So it was a pretty busy weekend, to be honest, but nice and refreshing that the body can have a good break.
What have you put in his hand leading up to second birthday? Is it a football, a soccer ball, golf clubs?
It's a combination of all three, to be honest, mate. he's had a fair crack at all of them. He sleeps with his footy, though, so I think we might have another football, although I've really been pushing that golf club and helping him put the tee in the ground for the golf ball and sticking the golf ball on top and whacking it. So he's getting there, but I think it's football at the moment.
Oh, beautiful. We asked Max about the bye, and he said it was a good chance for Melbourne to do a review of the season so far. Did Brisbane do something similar?
We did. We did that yesterday afternoon, and we had a really good look at our first 11 rounds, 12 rounds. And the positive sign for us is we certainly improved in all areas that we wanted to from last year, which was really positive. But we understand that there's still a really large improvement and a lot of areas still that we can get a lot better at. So it was pleasing to see that we've certainly made improvements. The win-loss column probably doesn't show that, but we certainly feel, and the statistics certainly show, that we are certainly a better side than what we were last year, which is really great.
Can you drill down on that for us a little bit more? If there's one thing that you're really focused on improving, and then also the one thing that you feel like you guys as a group are doing really well?
Well, I think defensively, I think in 2016 we conceded somewhere around 130 points a game. Last year we cut that down to 115, and presently we sit at 96 points. So to stopping the opposition scoring and defensively, it's been really, really, really good for us so far. But to get that number under 100, really positive. So that's probably one of the biggest areas. So certainly defensive, I think that gives us a chance in the game as well. And then I think a room for improvement is probably still that contested possession. We worked really hard over it in the pre-season, but we've probably lapsed in 10, 15-minute periods when the game's probably got away from us in those periods. So that's probably the area that we certainly need to clean up heading into the back half of the season.
Just talking about keeping teams to a score and how it's come from 130 to 15 to 96, is there a number you want to get it to?
Under 100, certainly. The area that we're looking at, but we obviously judge everything off the premiership window and where the premiers have been the years before. So I think anywhere under 85-90 is a really competitive total, and then obviously you've got to score more, but I think that's somewhere that the premiers have been able to consistently keep their opposition under over the last 5-6 years anyway that we've been looking at it.
What do you want to get out of the second half of the year, Dane? As you said, there's been so many improvements made, and I think we've all seen that, just in game style, individuals, etc. Do you put a number on how many games you want to win, or is it just about improvement and sort of setting up a foundation for the future, I guess?
Oh, we'd absolutely love to win a lot more games. But I think what important is for us is to make sure that McGladish, Berry, Witherden, Bailey and Rayner, they get those 10 games now. The other boys are at 20. Get them up to 30. Get the other boys up to 25. Really keep drilling in, really getting the games into them and trying to get them playing some consistent AFL football, which will certainly hold us in good stead as the years go on. So I think that's probably the most important thing for us, and getting our process right. A lot of people talk about it, but it really is important. We work all throughout the pre-season, all throughout the year, to implement a process that should hold up on game day. So it's really important that we execute that as best as possible. And if we know that we do that, then the wins will certainly come.
Dane, how do you handle that? You know, you drive home from a game and you said you've got to wait for players to get the 10 games, others to 25 and 30. How do you handle that as a senior player who obviously you always want to win now?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's certainly frustrating, but I've Over the years, I've certainly understood, and I can see a really clear direction in which the club's going right now, and that's something I've spoken to Fags about constantly. I'm really positive and bullish about where the club's going in the future that we hold. So, yes, it's disappointing that we're not winning the games at the moment, and a little bit frustrating because we're certainly in games to win and we're just not doing it at the moment. But I can certainly see the light at the end of the tunnel, and that's probably the pleasing thing. And that keeps me coming in energetic and wanting to help the boys get better and improve and get that climb up the ladder as quick as possible.
In fear of putting words in your mouth, I'll ask the question this way. You've been at the club now a long time. Is it the most exciting you felt and the most sort of confident you felt that the club's in the right hands and heading in the right direction?
Yes. To be perfectly honest, yes. Yeah, it's just a different feel around the club. Things upstairs are going well. Things downstairs are going well. You can see that the club's heading in a really strong direction. I mean, we don't really like to use outside noise, but there's certainly been a lot of talk around the competition, and Fraser has reiterated that other coaches have praised him that, you know, the boys are going really well, and they can certainly see we're on the right direction. So that's certainly reassuring, and, yeah, by far it's probably been the most exciting period at the club for myself since I've been there.
Because it's an interesting sort of topic, because there are clubs at the moment that are struggling with their identity and struggling with their direction, and we talk about Brisbane in the past where players have wanted to leave the club as opposed to come to the club. But do you get a feeling now that, hey, this might be a bit of a destination club for players that are wanting a sort of a change in direction or a change in lifestyle, that, hey, come to us because we're heading in the right direction?
Yeah, absolutely, and I certainly hope that's the case. I think hopefully the brand of football that we're trying to play and implementing on the game day certainly attracts players that certainly want to come up to play and be a part of our club. I certainly feel like that's a really strong brand of football that we're playing at the moment, and it should. Brisbane's a lovely place. It's sunny at the moment, pretty cold, but if the weather can't attract them, well, hopefully a football can.
Hey, Dane, I got in the car this morning at about 4:30 and it was -1 in the car. That's cold.
I don't know how you feel. Well done.
Nice on the windows down here this morning, Dane. You're going
your
right up there.
Your cold's about 15.
I'm looking at my car at the moment. She's fine. Nothing on it.
Hey, who's the one or two players that it's really blossomed, you can see, through this season so far in the first half that's gone?
Yeah, I think Hugh McGlagic has certainly come on leaps and bounds. I think just the confidence of the year he had last year, and then what he was able to do, not in our pre-season, but in his off-season break, to really get himself to a position where he can really have a really strong pre-season. I think that's probably been the most pleasing thing for me. And I think he's certainly having one of his better years of football. He's been fantastic for us. He's worked really hard on all the attributes of his game. He seems like his composure with the ball is really good. So for mine, he's probably been one of our really key standouts. And then obviously Alex Witherden. I think I certainly keep forgetting that he's only played 15 games of AFL football. It feels like he's been out there for a lot longer. But just the way he's able to accumulate the ball and make really good decisions. Yes, they don't come off all the time, but we encourage that as much as possible, and it's only going to hold him in good stead. So those two for mine have been fantastic for us.
Hard to argue with that. You've got the Giants coming to town this Saturday to the Gabba, and their performances in the last month or so has shown them back to almost some of their best footy. Is that intimidating? Do the Giants intimidate you, or they've been up and down a bit to suggest that you can take them on your terms?
Yeah, well, we played them back in round 5 or 6, so we have a really good understanding of how they like to play. But obviously, yeah, we get the opportunity to play them at the Gabba, both teams off the bye, so it should be a really good contest. But one thing I think we learnt from them is just their ability to spread from stoppage. Those guys like Dylan Shield, Lockie Whitfield, Callum Ward, their ability just to get out probably really hurt us when we played them in GWS. So that's something that we're certainly going to have to look at and really try and match them with to give ourselves the best chance. And contested possession that night, we got thumped as well. So those two areas, I think, will be really strong focus points for us this week.
Looking forward to seeing that unfold. Can I ask you before we let you go about Dane Beams? How is he? Is he, because he's obviously stood down as captain, you've taken up the mantle beautifully. How's he going, Dane?
Yeah, he's going really well. I think you probably could see over the last month some of his performances have been amazing. I feel like it's just been a little bit of a weight off his shoulders. So he's certainly he's been really bullish around the club. I think the arrival of his second child not too far away, a week away. So he's really excited. And he certainly is I feel like he's starting to come back to himself, which is really, really great to see and really great for him as well.
Zorks, I know you normally take this phone call while you're having breakfast with Josh Walker. Can you just give us an update on the Thatch, please?
Look, I'm not there at the moment. We've got a later start today, but I'm just about to head in and have breakfast with him. But I can tell you right now, he started out a cut. The wax is still going in there, and hats are at a minimum with him these days. So he's actually throwing the hats out. He said he doesn't need them anymore, so he's a happy man.
Well, it's all about how you feel about yourself, Jim. If that's working for your man Josh, then that's working for the Brisbane Lions. Good on you, Dane. Nice to chat as always, mate. Good luck this weekend. The Giants coming to town to the Gabba.
Great, guys. Thank you.